Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Oh, it certainly is. And hello and welcome to it, a Wednesday night edition. Hello, boys, girls, and theys. I should start this again, shouldn't I? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sports Day. I don't know what I'm saying. Scotty Sattler, welcome to the show.
My pronouns are he, his, and...
That's what I meant, pronouns.
Welcome for everybody's the first time
welcome.
This week. And yes. Hope Rat's having a good night. He had a big week this week doing one shift.
I'll tell you what.
That makes me sick.
Oh, yeah. I'm angry with him too. I'm going to get to that very shortly.
Okay.
He's rankings after six rounds. I mean, I'm going to call for mandatory drug testing in this workplace because he's obviously up to something. If he gives I'll get into it soon. I'm pretty livid about what he gave the Rabbitohs.
Okay, right.
As a score.
Or in his report card.
He gave the Rabbitohs the same as the West Tigers.
Mm.
And this is the man, and I believe you're all over this as well. He reckons the West Tigers are going to be the most improved team in 2023.
Well, I think there was a lot of people that, in his defence, correct me if I'm right,
yes.
Thought the West Tigers, and it still may happen, Woogie. You know, you always said to me, oh, you can't bag the West Tigers because of Tim Sheens. Exactly. I'm not going to have it. I think they're going to improve also.
Yeah, righto. Hello to our listeners. They will finish dead last.
Well, let's not get into that, please.
By the length of Parramatta Road.
Mm. They've got just as many potholes.
Yeah, that's true.
At the moment.
Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network. Great to have you on board. SEN 1170 in Sydney, SENQ in Brizzy, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast, our SEN track stations, SEN Fanatic, and those listening through the SEN app. We'd love you to get involved anytime on the show tonight. We've got a lot to get to. 0457 736 736 is our number. Text or 1300 01 1170. You yawning?
No, I was just looking at some of the Masters replays. John Rahm is the oldest looking 29-year-old I've ever seen.
Yeah,
just saying.
He is.
Yeah.
Is it the beard? He's got a Charlie Brown head on him,
yeah,
hasn't he?
Massive head.
It's round as.
Yeah, soccer ball head. My son's got a soccer ball head.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
absolutely does. Hey, on tonight's show, Broncos utility Corey Pakes. Geez, he wants that number 9 jersey. You and Rat spoke to him
yesterday.
Yeah, so we'll hear that chat real
good
soon.
Kid. I remember watching him as a schoolboy in Toowoomba.
Country kid, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, tremendous little player he is, and he's had to make a pretty big transition to the number 9. I think there's going to come a time if he doesn't win that number 9 jersey, he's going to come a time when another club will steal him.
Mm.
Yeah, because he's a good little player.
Oh, he might go to the Dolphins. Is that what you're suggesting?
As you look at your little buttons, there you go. There he is.
Oh, mate, he's comes back, in here and changes it all on me. Hey, listen, we'll talk to Michael Cowley, Greyhounds New South Wales. Got a couple of tips for Wente Park tonight. Our shout, I love this segment,
so
brought to you by Better Beer. Who deserves a shout on us tonight? We want you to actually shout out.
The Matildas.
Yeah, nice.
I want to shout the Matildas. All the espresso martinis they want.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, no, not the espresso martinis.
No, we're doing Better Beer.
Better Beer.
So have you got an idea of the concept of what we're doing?
Yep.
So Better Beer.
Yeah, it's the MIDI.
Is the sponsor, right?
It's mid-strength lager.
Yeah, right, but they're sponsoring, so you don't shout someone an espresso martini.
No, after they have a heap of MIDIs, drink right. Responsibly.
Yeah, how are you going?
Yeah.
This hole's getting deeper for you right
2-0.
Yeah, well done, girls.
England.
Well done, girls. You know who I want to shout?
What?
Who? The Titans. The entire team. I was at that game on Sunday with my family, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Titans scored 19 points or more, I got a free Big Mac the next day. I had four tickets.
Yes.
Winning.
Four Big Macs.
Yeah.
Is that four Big Macs?
Four Big Macs.
Oh.
How good is it? Well done, Gold Coast. I'm shouting you a better beer, Gold Coast Titans. Thank you for bringing home the Big Mac on Sunday. I didn't care about the result. It was like I was jumping up and down when they got to 20 points.
So was that a McDonald's concept? Was it a Gold Coast Titans concept?
Yeah, but someone told me the Brisbane Lions also do it as well. If they get past 70 points, which is pretty easy in AFL, you get a free Big Mac the next day. You just take your ticket to a Macca's store.
Mm.
And show them, or they take a ticket off you.
Gather round for the AFL this weekend in Adelaide.
Please.
It's a great idea.
It's the worst name, though.
It's actually a good name.
It's not.
It is. It involves everyone. It's all about acceptance and it's gather round. Let's everyone just gather. I like it. I reckon
what are your pronouns again? He.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. I just wanted to check.
Mm.
It's a great concept.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's like a magic round. Yeah, but the gather round is a great name for it.
It's horrible.
It's not.
It is horrible.
Mm.
Come on, guys. We're going to gather round.
Mm.
Gather round where? The games are all over. Look, I think it's – why don't the AFL just come out and go, it's the AFL's magic round? Why don't they just come out and do it? The NRL don't own the name magic.
Just magical.
Magical round.
Magical round.
More magic round. The miracle round.
There you go. I like that. You're onto something there.
I am.
Woogie.
Is there another? Can we help the AFL? Even Gil McLaughlin said, oh, it's not the greatest name. He said it was the best name we came up with.
Mm. I don't mind the gather round because.
I don't like it.
It means a number of things. I don't mind it.
What about the get around? There's that other one I suggested off the air. We can't
What about
mention.
The one, Woogie is round?
That's not nice.
There's your last laugh. Boom.
0457 736 736 is our text number. You've got a suggestion for the AFL. Gather Round is just not up to it. Not up to it whatsoever. And why couldn't it be called the Rad Round? Because they're in Adelaide.
Mm. Everything shuts at about 10 o'clock, doesn't it?
Is there a more boring city to actually have?
I think it's the serial killer capital of Australia.
Oh, nice.
Adelaide.
I'm going there in 3 weeks for a mate's 50th. Like, we could go. We're all flying from Queensland to Adelaide for a weekend. It's like, is that the cheapest place in Australia? Because I go, why are we going to Adelaide? Like, if we're going to have fun, are there more hospitals? Because we're all getting old. Like, what's the reason?
Oh, so he doesn't live in Adelaide?
No.
Oh, wow.
He's making us go there.
Is he the most boring friend you've got?
Yes.
Mm.
And he lives in Cairns and he wants to go to Adelaide. I know, Oprah.
What?
Oh, Gilligan's at Cairns.
Why couldn't we just go to Cairns?
Now, we have some Cairns listeners. Can you please tell me whether the wool shed is still open?
In Cairns?
Yeah. Right. Crazy. Rattle and hum.
0457 736 736. Darren from Ballina is on the line. G'day, Darren.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Listen, Sat, to your discussion with Rats last night about the Tapau thing.
Yep.
Seriously, if Rats was my solicitor, I'd get the electric chair. Seriously. He crucified Tapau last night. But I was hoping he was there tonight because I wanted to ask him a question. What about this stray elbow that knocked out Flegler?
Yeah.
You know, what would Rats say about that? There was no duty of care in that.
I know. What I didn't bring
like in
up...
What
I didn't bring up, Darren, is that off air we were talking about the hip drop tackles and Rat was going, it's just something that happens in the game. But then again, you know.
Yeah, I know.
He's a gibberer.
But you know yourself, in basketball, you can't bring your elbows back.
Yep.
And that Flegler was taken out of the game. The Broncos were down a player for the most of the match because of an elbow which caught him flush on the chin. But yet he's trying to get a guy that's 115 kilos. To stop, and they showed it today on NRL 360. You can see he's bracing for it, but he's tried to pull out of it. But anyway, I just wanted to say, if ever I was in before a judge, I'd hate the Rat to be my solicitor because I'd never see the outside of sunlight again,
oh,
I think.
No. I agree with you. I agree with you, mate.
Thank you for your call, Darren.
He's a malnourished young man, Rat, and
he's got no arms.
He gets hangry very, very early in the night.
He goes, don't eat sugar, Woogie. Oh, shut up, mate. You walk in with an orange. That's bad sugar. I go, what's an orange, mate? Hey, do you want to continue with the theme of beating Rat up? Look, this last night, honestly, like, this is him rating the Rabbitohs.
The Rabbits, I've got them as a D at the moment.
What?
Yep.
What?
Well, maybe, after they've just put 50 on a side.
One game. They've lacked consistency. They've been up. They've been down. They just have not been the team that we expected them to be. This is not on their performances last week. This is based on, you know, the last 6 weeks.
Yep.
You know, they had a good win against the Sharks in round one. They've had a couple of losses in there that they shouldn't have lost. I mean, they are nowhere near. And I think if you ask them to rate themselves right now, they'd give themselves an underpass mark at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
For what they expect out of themselves.
What, you said absolutely?
No, they would. They would think at the moment that they should be going a lot better. But a D, like I said to him last night, he must have been on the Cheech and Chong's.
He's going to wee into a cup every Monday. Mm. How many days? He comes in one day, doesn't he?
Week. Yep.
He's going to wee in a cup each week because you know what?
What?
That's not the comments of someone who's with it. Seriously, like he's given them a D, the same, just again, to compare, he's given them a D and the West Tigers a D. Souths have been riddled with injuries in the middle. Their big boys have been out injured.
This is not a South Sydney show, Woogie.
It is.
We know how much you love the Bunnies, as I do as well. But
what did he give the Sharks? A+?
I don't think he did the Sharks. Did he do?
No, he wouldn't have. He's too weak. He's got no arms. He wouldn't do it. Hey, also back tonight, your favourite. I love this segment. If I can find the intro, we'll be able to do it. I don't know where it is. Oh, here we go. We're going to do this. Yeah, who are you?
Yep.
Now, the prize tonight is nothing.
No.
We don't have a prize.
No, we've got a prize.
No, we don't.
We do. Daddy Vass is going over your head. He's going to get you a prize. He's going to get your Signet power bank. I'm putting it out there. If he can't get it, I'll buy it. There you go. That's what I do for our listeners.
Well, why don't we make it a car or something? If you're going to buy it.
Okay, the who are you first couple of clues.
Right.
Male. Athlete. 80s and 90s. Okay.
Greg Norman. He wasn't 90s though, was he?
No. Okay, I'll go one further. US athlete, 80s and 90s, male. That's all I'm giving at the moment.
Jordan, what do I win?
No, because I'm giving away too many too early, so that's all I'm giving at the moment.
You've basically stopped at giving their name. Hey, you went to the movies. I didn't even know this.
Mm-hmm.
You and I were both in the same cinema on Friday, Good Friday, watching the same movie.
Mm.
How bizarre is that?
Well, I didn't know you were there.
Yeah. Your wife obviously ordered alcohol.
Yeah.
So you got food because that's the rule on Good Friday. I took my own food in. You went, no, you can't take your own food in. We went and get Guzman and Gomez, and we took in that to eat in the cinema. We did put it in a bag and just walk in. Is it frowned upon still to not take your own food into a cinema?
Well, you're in gold class.
Well, you didn't have to say that. I'm a little Aussie battler.
Yeah, but you're in gold class, which means you really should eat the food that comes off their menu.
Mate, I bought a drink and it was $9.
That's all right.
And it was non-alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. It's like the airport. When you walk into the cinema, it's like there's nowhere else on earth that's open.
But does anyone else take their own? My misso even took in.
Do you think gold class drinks should be free? Not alcoholic, but just like normal drinks?
No, but they shouldn't be $9 for a frozen Pepsi or whatever it was. So what's happened?
Oh. Honestly, I give the most minimal of clues and people guess it straight away.
We're going to give it away now?
No. No, I'm not going to give it away because I'm going to give some of my other clues a little bit later on.
Right, yeah.
Because I like my clues.
Hey, do you take your own food in the cinema? And what have you taken in? I think Guzman and Gomez was, I think it's fine. It's dark. No one can see what you're eating.
Yeah, I've taken grilled.
Have you?
Burgers, yeah.
Yeah, right. 0457 736 736 is our text. the text number, or phone us 1300 01 1170. New show on Channel 7 coming out. What?
Oh, have you seen the ad for this?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're comparing it to.
I thought Lego was bad enough.
Oh, mate.
The Lego show. I can't still.
I've got an idea for a show. I'll tell you.
Okay, and then C-grade stars putting them in masks.
That's
like the Masked Singer.
Oh.
There's a show about to start on
Not
Channel 7.
Not in masks. 7. I saw a giant kebab, remember? Yeah.
In costumes. I saw a show advertised last night on Channel 7,
yeah,
hosted by a very good Australian actor, Stephen Curry.
Yeah.
Great Australian actor from The Castle and The Cup. It's a show that's called Blow Up.
What?
Forget cooking, dating or renovating. Balloon art looks set to be the next reality television phenomenon.
Get out.
It's balloon art.
So you got like a dodgy clown from a kid's party just standing there making puppy dogs.
That'll do me.
And ice cream. No.
I'm serious.
What, for an whole hour?
It's called Blow Up.
Off the back of Lego,
yep,
what other games or, you know, things you do at home,
mm-hmm,
can you have as a TV show? Can you just have like a bunch of people play Monopoly and you just have that as a TV show?
Mm.
What about... remember Hungry Hungry Hippos? Can that be a show? Like, seriously, who watches people put Lego together? And get me wrong, Hamish Blake is an outstanding host.
Obviously plenty of people, because it's into us like its fourth season or something. So,
but it's a choking hazard.
True. So Blow Up, right. Balloon art.
You sure it's balloon
coming.
Art?
Yeah.
You sure?
A couple of players I played with could have done balloon art.
I've got another call here before we go to a break, and I know Daddy Vass wants us to get to something. Dan from Thornlands is on the line. G'day, Dan.
G'day, boys. How's it going?
Yeah, good, Dan. So do you want? So I'm going to give you the clues again. Okay, a US athlete, male, 80s to 90s. You won't be able to guess it. First name is Fred. First name's Fred.
Couples.
Lost me.
Oh, okay, rightio.
Who did you think?
I was pushing towards Carl Lewis.
Well, do you know his name is Frederick Carlton Lewis?
Oh, is it? Nicely done.
Well done, Dan. You've won nothing. We haven't actually got
No, Dan, we've got something for
awesome.
You.
Awesome, yes.
You've won something.
What? You can't give stuff away, mate, without authorization.
He's won a dinner with Rat.
Oh.
At the.
Who do you follow, Dan? Who's your team?
Broncos.
Good game. Are you Thornlands? That's in. Is that southeast Queensland?
Well, there's two. There's Thornlands and Queensland.
Yeah,
there's
one Brisbane. Yeah.
You're making the trek down the M1 for the Battle of the M1 on Saturday.
Yes, I'm hoping to. Yeah.
Actually,
I've got a brother that lives down the coast, and he supports the Titans, so we'll try and head down.
Nice. Here's my next question. Then, has this game lost its appeal now because the Dolphins are in Brisbane? Has it lost its appeal now, or is this still a fairly anticipated clash?
No, with the way the Titans are playing, I think it's still anticipated.
Mm.
It'll still be a good game.
And four and back this week?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah. All right, mate. Well, good luck to you. Good luck to your Bronx, mate.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
And Daddy Vass will be in contact
with
you.
Thank you.
Okay?
All right, mate.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
See, I gave no... So my clues were going to be US athlete, 80s and 90s, male, first name Fred... 9, that's how many gold medals. And the last clue was going to be Ben.
I don't know how.
Ben Johnson.
I don't know how people work that out straight away, like within 30 seconds.
I know. Steve from Dubbo just came in after the caller.
Dan also. Belmont from Clarence got it.
I don't get it.
Glenn got it as well.
What are you Googling? I want to know what you're Googling.
Yeah, but how many male athletes are there out of the US in the 80s and 90s?
See, if I said athlete. If I said first name Fred, it might have thrown some of them off.
But when you said athlete, I didn't necessarily think an athletics performer, like a runner or long jumper. I thought could be any sports person.
Yeah.
So maybe you changed that. Maybe you were too specific.
Mm. He did dominate the 80s and 90s, didn't he?
He did. Yep. Actually, one more call before we go to the break. Rabbit from Paddington. Mate, you're sick of reality TV.
Mate, boys, there's only one good reality TV, and that's Maths. But those idiots that think that 101 is good. They're not funny. And the idiots with leg masters, and then the other idiots with the ball abroad. Like, if the Martians landed tomorrow in Australia, what would they be? They'd go back, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
What idiots are here? What civilization could possibly exist that play with little bits of plastic on a table and
with
laugh
adults? With adults.
I love it. I love it.
Rabbit, your line is shocking. Rabbit, we've got to let you go. Your lines, but he's yelling that much.
He's yelling at clouds everywhere, and it's nighttime. But I love it that Rabbit thought there's only one great reality TV show. Maths. That's Maths. Outstanding.
But seriously, though, if you were an alien, you came down to our country and you went, there are adults playing with kids' toys on TV in prime time. Let's just go. Let's leave them. They're going to self-combust. Hey, listen, quick one before we go. It's time for this.
Dividing families across the nation. It's time for the Great Australian Debate.
This one,
a few there to throw up.
Yeah, I'm going to throw one up, and I want everyone to think about it, because we've got to go to Corey Pakes from the Broncos in just a moment. Dan will love this, from Thornlands. Should all NRL player contract offers be made public? I think it was Paul Kent last night suggesting they should be. Again, this comes up every year. You've changed, very quickly before we go to break, you've changed your position on this, haven't you, Sats?
I have, because when the integrity is being questioned about players and clubs and, you know, the Roosters and the Sombrero, all that sort of thing, if you just make it transparent, declare it, and see what players are on, I think in the end we all come to the same conclusion. We're going to debate about how much someone's on, how much someone's worth, whatever it may be. When the media report it, the reporters report it, they're pretty much on the money anyway. So I think just to save the integrity of clubs and whatever it may be, it'll stop a lot of the questions about whether clubs are breaching salary caps. So, but again, we'll all still be yelling at each other about whether players are worth what they're on and debate about that. So 0457 736 736, should they be made public?
I'm opposite you, not just for the sake of a debate.
I used to be opposite. I thought, you know what? We're all debating about it anyway. Let's just make it transparent. Who cares? The media are usually correct anyway about how much someone's going to earn. They're usually about 50,000 either side.
Yep, so we don't need to. And the other thing is as well, if we're going to do that, then journalists, all of your salaries need to be made public.
But they're not people of interest.
I mean, correct. I agree with you on that.
But we're part of the media, so we would be thrown into that mix
but
as well.
But we don't need to know, mate.
But we're not. What I'm saying is, journalists, they're not people of interest compared to athletes, where people are interested about what Jerome Luai is earning or what Viliami Kikau is earning.
Of course there's a layer of interest there, but it's none of our business. It's none of our business to know what they're earning. The NRL needs to do their job and make sure they're doing full audits of clubs to ensure that they are staying within the salary cap. I don't trust journalists to do that.
But they're pretty much on the money. So we know what.
So we don't need to.
We know what someone's pretty much well on anyway.
But we don't need to then.
Mm.
I don't trust journalists with that information.
But you're the fourth best journalist in cricket.
Cricket, that's different.
Is it different? Is it?
We are much higher and not as grubbier as you NRL journos.
Okay.
Right. We're clean.
See, when I was playing, I wouldn't have cared whether my contract got made public. It wasn't that much. But when saying that, it wouldn't have bothered me.
Yeah, but you had a poker machine, though, didn't you, as well, at Penrith?
May or may not have.
Okay. 0457 736 736. Should players' salaries be made public for grubby journos to get their hands on? I'm not saying Keddie's grubby, by the way. He's not a bad bloke. But for journos to get their hands on to do with whatever they want with it.
No, it's not whatever they want with
it. Well, they can after they get it.
They do it anyway. We all do it. We see
Ask for it?
Because then it just makes it. It puts a full stop on the end of it.
No, because finally they'll have the truth when they write a story speculating what someone owns. That's what it is.
An insider told us.
0457 736 736 or 1300 01117. Geez, we've got to go to the break. Corey Pakes from the Bronx joins us next.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Another set restart. They went on too long. Corey Pakes will get there. Corey Pakes scores for Brisbane.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to watch this young man, our guest on Sports Day, through his schoolboy years. He's a very good halfback. He's made the transition to hooker. He's still only 23 years of age, Matt. He's got so much rugby league to play. And he, at the moment, is the Brisbane Broncos utility hooker and bit of fix it in all areas. Corey Pakes joins us on Sports Day. How are you, Corey?
Yeah, good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
First and foremost, I love where you're from. It's one of my favourite places in Australia, Toowoomba, up on the ranges. Do you get home much at all?
I tend to every now and again when, obviously you get a bit of time. But, it's a great place, Toowoomba. Obviously, a real good breeding ground for some big league players that have obviously gone on to do things in the NRL. So, it's a great place to be, and there's great systems in place there now.
As I was saying early on, Corey, I was fortunate enough to watch a fair bit of you through schoolboys and went through the schoolboys in the halfback position. And then all of a sudden you make the transition to hooker, 35 games into your career now. When you first made that transition, were you all up for it or were you very apprehensive at first?
Yeah, it was a big move. Obviously, only been known to halfback my whole sort of junior career, and that's sort of what I knew, and I based my game each and every day and every week when I went out in the park to play in that position. It was a bit of a shock, but as you probably know, like if the coach wants you to do something, you just get on and get the job done. So it was a bit standoffish at the start, but certainly now. Loving my time at hooker. I've really enjoyed it. I think it's the way the game's going now, it suits me, obviously with the speed around the ruck and just like getting in there amongst it with all the big boys, and it's all good fun.
Hey Corey, you've got a nouse for the try line, mate. When you get close, you seem to be able to sniff it out. What are you looking for there? Are you looking for some tired forwards, quick play the balls? What is it that you're sort of looking for most to get over that try line?
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose I sort of pick out whether you're catching defenders napping, and you can sort of see it with making eye contact with guys. I do try and pick out the bigger blokes where I can sneak under the legs and try and get a cheeky one there. But, I don't know. It's just a mixture of little things, really. It's just identify it. And, obviously, 35 games in now, I'm starting to slow it down in my mind and understand and pick my right times to go. So, obviously... Yeah, just learning that on the go, it's pretty important.
Yeah, now, mate, you're playing, like Sat said, a bit of a sort of a utility role. You're on the bench, you're coming on and replacing Billy. Do you see that role as one that fits you right now, or are you fighting to get that starting spot, or do you feel like you're comfortable in that position? Because it sometimes looks like in teams, someone's suited better for a certain part of the game. Are you happy to come off the bench and do what you're doing right now, or is it the number 9 jersey something that you're looking for?
Oh, for sure, I've got a drive in me, and I'm, obviously not satisfied where I'm at the moment. At the start of the preseason, I really wanted to knuckle down and get the 9 jersey. Obviously, it hasn't come around yet, but doesn't mean I'm going to sit back and, be comfortable in the position I am now. Kevin's gave me a simple role, and obviously to come off the bench and eject a bit of spark around the ruck, and obviously mainly just get my defence right, and I feel like I've nailed that area to start the season. Hopefully to get the 9 jersey, that's what I want. And at the end of the day, players want to start, and not everyone can start. But for this time now that I'm coming off the bench, I'll just do my job. So.
Yeah.
Now, Corey, when I was playing, I was what they called a small forward, playing in the lock position. But I played against some forward packs, and they just kept rolling through set after set, big men. The Broncos back then, they just had this huge forward pack. Now, you got the best view in the house. You're standing in the front line. You're seeing these big forwards run. Is there a forward pack that you play against that you just think, here they come again? Or is there one player playing in the hooking position that is just really hard to handle?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, when the Bunnies do get on a roll, Damien Cook's pretty hard to handle. And obviously, Harry Grant as well at the Storm. So, as you said, when the forwards get on a roll on, it's very hard to sort of defend, because once you lose one, it's sort of a domino effect. You can't really win the play ball, so you got to really focus in that area. Certainly playing behind Pano and Paddy and Flex and the kind at the Bronx, it's you know, it's pretty good, you know, having those guys by your side and obviously in attack and defence. So it's pretty scary because we're all still young, and yeah. I think your average age at the Bronx is 23, 24. So plenty of footy for the boys in front of them.
Yeah, you certainly put the competition on notice with your performances this year, mate. I got to ask you, how is the mood in the camp? In the last 3 weeks, I'm sure that, you know, the coach wouldn't have been rapt with your performances. You got pushed by the Dolphins, which is a team you probably would have liked to have beat a little bit more comfortably. And the Dragons, I mean, they were rolling through in the first half there, and you had to come out and really stand up in the second half, and then you sort of got rolled over on the weekend by the Raiders. What's Kevy's message to the team, and how are you getting back up? Because you've got a big match this week against the Titans.
Yeah, for sure. I think, as you mentioned, those last 3 weeks, we've tend to be slow to start the game. And, you know, obviously, we're probably fortunate that we have some pretty freaks outside our backs that can pull something out of nothing to get us home. So, but, yeah, certainly on the weekend, again, missed the start of the game. And I suppose we went away from all the little things that we were doing right to the previous, you know, first two rounds where we'll just, you know, the attention to detail and I suppose the little efforts were there, but, you know, when it come down to the crunch, it sort of disappeared in a way. And I feel like, yeah, if we just get back to what we know we can play, what brand of footy, you know, Kevy sort of said at the start of this week that, you know, he wants us to be more patient with the ball and don't get sick of doing the boring stuff, because at the end of the day, it does work. So, yeah, I think just worrying about ourselves going into this week's game, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, your composure wins your games. Now, Tommy Flegler out, of course, with a head injury. Mm. Now, Kobe Hetherington comes in. So I was fortunate enough to play with his dad, Jason Hetherington. You did at Origin.
I did.
Matty
too,
as well. Now, he was one of the toughest men on the field, as is Kobe. Is Kobe much like his father also, where he's also team entertainment?
Very dry humour.
Oh, yeah, he's got a bit of that in him, old Cobes. He's a cheeky bugger. So, yeah. But yeah, like you said, no, he's back in this weekend, and you know, be a good addition to the side. He's he brings great leg speed. He's a tough nut, and he gets through a lot of work. So I know Kobe really well, and he's pretty keen to put the jersey back on. He's probably been a bit unlucky the last few weeks, obviously with us winning and whatnot, but he gets his opportunity this week, and I think he'll grab it both hands.
Yeah, good stuff. 7:35 this Saturday, the Broncos travelling down to the Gold Coast to play the Gold Coast Titans. You've been playing great footy, Corey. It's love watching you play, and you're in a very exciting forward pack, so can't wait to see how the rest of 2023 goes. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. Dividing families across the nation, it's time for the Great Australian Debate.
Yeah, doing it for Polaris Sats, Australia's number one selling side-by-side brand, with the topics in the debate tonight.
It divided Rat and I last night about the Martin Taupo'u on...
It got quite fiery.
Jordan Rapiner.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to snap him in half during the break.
His little twig arm.
I said, you annoy me so much, Matthew.
Did you call him by, like, formal name?
Yeah.
0457-736-736 is our text number, or 1300-01-1170 is our number. Should players' salaries be made public? This comes up every year. It's been raised again by the team at NRL 360.
This is on the back of Ricky Stewart making comment around Jack Whiten and possibly losing him. He doesn't want to lose him the same way he lost Anthony Milford to the Brisbane Broncos. When he was saying he accepted less to go to the Brisbane Broncos and the Raiders offered him substantially more. So by making it public, the insinuation is that it'll keep people accountable, and why players accept less money at some clubs, whatever it may be. There's arguments that go around in circles year after year.
Adam, on the text, replays, wages. I laughed so hard when he compared public servants to league players. None of our business. Dan says yes to club contracts, but not to third-party deals. Fair enough. How much do you make, Sats? I'm not on a need-to-know basis, am I? Who cares anyway what the NRL players make? Only whingers that do. That's Fonz from Forbes.
How much do I make, Fonz?
I'd like to know that, actually.
I don't disclose. But if our employer wanted to disclose it, I wouldn't have a problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't have a problem.
because
I wouldn't have a problem either if I was earning what you're earning.
It would give a lot of people to say, you are a dribbler.
You get paid that much to talk rubbish. Damien from Zilmere, mate, you're in favour of the players' wages being made public.
Yeah, a bit of a sticky bag, mate. Yeah, I'd like to know because, there's so much speculation. As a Broncos supporter, you hear things about when, Jack Bird and Milford were playing, they were on $1 million plus and always in the media. So, it'd be good if the figures were public, so it wasn't just, media speculation over what they made. And if there's 30 guys in the squad and one bloke is on $1 million and the other bloke's doing twice as much on, say 400 grand, I think the fans would love to know.
Also, Damien, what about if you're a player that other clubs feel as though that they may think you're on X amount, but when they actually read that you're on Y amount, which is a lot less, it gives them a bit of an indication of how they can go into the negotiation market.
Oh, well, that's fair enough.
Is no. That
like, you look at someone like Shane Webke, when he went on the Australian tour, he's like, you blokes are getting this much. He was surprised how much they're all getting. I mean, I think sometimes some of the players get taken advantage of. So if they know as well, there's a prop down in Sydney or Canberra getting 500 grand a year and I'm only getting 350, well, I can test the waters.
Yeah, but I'll tell you where your theory sats has holes in it. So let's say I'm Adrian the accountant and I want another accountant job, right?
Yep.
So let's say...
No, you can't compare rugby league to another industry.
Oh, you can.
No, you can't.
But you can't... People don't need to know what you're earning.
If
because
we were doing a show now about accountants and wages, we wouldn't have Damon from Zilmi ringing up. We would have rugby league fans ringing up because they're interested.
You can't do that. That's a restriction of trade and the money you can earn. Seriously, it's no one's business. Your job is to get as much money as you can for your family in a short space of time.
Mm-hmm.
And by putting...
You're still going to get the money.
Might not. If you're on 300 grand or something, which I know sounds like not much money, but if you want to try and get yourself up to $400,000 or $500,000, you're going to go, no, you're only worth about 350.
No, but what you do is you play really well. Thank you, Damon from Zilmi, for your call.
I just don't know why we need to know.
You play really, really well, and all of a sudden when you're on 350, you're worth 500, 600, whatever it may be.
Yeah, righto. Oh, I don't get it. AFL round, by the way. There's some other stuff here. Sorry, guys. Richard from Austinville again. Message didn't come out. I meant to say, I know what they can call magic round the AFL. Hit the mark round.
That's not bad.
There's another good one here too, by the way. I just saw it. How about the big show?
I like the big show. The big bounce round as well.
The big bounce.
The big bounce.
I like that.
I like the big show. I like the big show round. That was from Michael from Des Moines.
Are you listening, Gil McLaughlin? It's better than Gather Round.
And Michael from Des Moines said, at the movies, we take lamb kebabs.
Oh, how good's that?
Oh, imagine the smell of the...
Oh.
What's that white, nice... It's like a garlic sauce.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's a mint riata. So it's a yogurt, so a Greek yogurt with like a mint... Mint sauce put in it.
Yep.
Outstanding. I suggest you get around that, kids.
Mm.
I'm all for it. Seems like Roosters sign a player for 300 grand a year, and when they leave, it frees up 500 grand a year. That's from Christos. I don't know whether that's true or not. I would not even suggest that the Roosters are breaking the salary cap.
They're not, because they're a very well-run club.
Absolutely. When most jobs are advertised publicly.
No, you're saying that with a tongue-in-cheek. I'm saying it seriously.
As a South Sydney supporter, I wouldn't suggest that. When most jobs are advertised publicly, base salaries are often disclosed as well. Steve, yeah, but not all of them, Steve. Not all of them. Like, you don't know what I earn. I don't know what you... I know you earn a lot more than me. But we... Seriously, it's no
standard.
One's... It's, well, you only get what you put in, I guess. But it's no one's business. Everyone's... Kenty...
It is
calm down,
it
mate.
It is some people's business, and those people are the fans.
No, he's only doing it. He's being Ricky Stewart's mouthpiece in this. That's why he's doing it.
I love that Mickey. I love Mickey's Ricky's brother, but I love that Ricky Stewart's just fired a shot over the bow.
He said, Kenty's picked it up like he always does.
We're willing to pay $1.1 million for Jack Whiten. So if you're going to pay to get Jack Whiten to your club, you're going to have to pay through the teeth to get him. And he's put everyone on notice.
Oh, and I think that's fine. I get that. I love that because he's been burnt before. He's been burnt badly before. And I'm with. But we don't need to go the next step and go, everyone's salary's got to be made public. Oh, shut up. Please. Is that all right? I feel a little bit like you.
Mate, put your hand up. I know you've been away because... put your hand up, mate, when you're going to push the button.
These poor rugby league players. Just leave them alone. We've got to go to a break. By the way, Polaris, thank you. Premiership winning, what's this? Oh, Polaris Centre Financial Year deals are on now. Get up to $3,000 free accessories on Polaris Rangers. Okay, break time. When we come back, more of your texts and your calls here on Sports.
The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Geez, hasn't the great debate fired everyone up tonight? Welcome back to Sports Day. Sats and Jason here tonight. Your texts, boy, they're coming through. Sats, you seem to be Joe Cool this week whilst your cohorts have been passive-aggressive.
Mm.
Oh, please, don't you start, Steve. Seriously.
It's true. It's true, but both you and Rat are really angry. Daddy Vass, well, he's always asleep because he's got the munchies and he just falls asleep in
his office. You can't say that.
Yeah.
You can't say that. Bondi Jack Sats. Matthew was out of control last night. Was he on a cocktail of I read that out?
No.
I don't know. Rapata should have been penalized and binned or sent for using his head as a projectile towards Marty's knee.
Exactly.
He could have shattered poor Marty's kneecap. The Capewell try should have stood. Bondi Jack. There's not a lot of love for the rat tonight, is there?
He set a lot of people off last night.
Did he?
Yeah, he was really angry.
Yeah, that's not good.
Mm.
That's not good because of Uncle Nick's. No, we're not reading that out. Hey, Sats and Jace, the Knights are lucky to have two Mr. Fix-Its to fill in at hooker while Jaden Brayley is out injured. Isn't that sad, isn't it?
And Phoenix Crosland. Crosland's been defending really well. Yeah, that's really sad.
I feel for Jaden Brayley.
Chris from Gympie. Gather Around sounds like a Beach Boys song.
Does it?
I get around.
Apparently it can't be called The Big Bounce because someone says that they were trying to take the bounce out of the AFL. That text came in from 280. They're trying to get rid of the bounce.
Mm.
So anyway, at the moment, what have we got? The Big Show. I love The Big Show.
Yeah. Oh, I do like Gather Around.
No, I don't.
Let's gather around. Let's get together.
Let's go to a break. This is Sports Day.
The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome to the second big hour of the show. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here for your Wednesday night. We love your involvement and a lot of involvement tonight. 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170 is our phone number. McCauley from Greyhounds New South Wales joining us soon. He's got a couple of tips, Sats.
Mm-hmm.
For Wente Park tonight. Plus, we'll get an update on Fat Pizza. Let's see if Fat Pizza has broken its maiden and won a race. And I know it raced last week at Richmond, so we'll get into that as well. A lot of texts coming through.
Can I quickly ask? Now, you're a Swannies fan.
Hmm?
That the dramatic finish last week against Port, where Lia come through and battered the ball back infield before it went through.
I was screaming with excitement.
So he let... and. Correct me if I'm right, please, listeners. 0457 736 736. Or Woogie, you may know the rule. Alia, who's the player from Port Adelaide, he jumped from outside. You're allowed to do that?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
As long as that ball is touched inside.
Inside, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
A couple of years ago, Dane Rampey climbed the goalpost.
That's right, I remember that, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how that wasn't a free kick to the other team. Hey, Stephen Dubbo, God bless the rat, although his para bashing is out of control. So
it has been out of control, I've got to say that.
What is it about Parramatta you think he doesn't like?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Because Rat never ventured any further west than the Tarrant Point Bridge.
Yeah, right.
Was at Cronulla, so.
Evening, gents. Michael from Logan. G'day, Michael. Actually, he reckons the best reality TV around is rugby league. Yeah, you're right. That's off the back that you saw a promo for Channel 7 last night. So television has officially jumped the shark.
Yep.
There's a show for what?
It's called Blow Up, which is about balloon art.
Mm. Right. Honestly. So for 60 minutes, someone's going to be tying balloons.
Yes. It's a little bit like Lego, but all these creative things people can do with balloons.
Have you ever watched that Lego Masters?
No. I was never a Lego kid, to be quite honest.
I never had it as a kid.
Yeah. I wasn't creative enough.
I'm a massive fan of Hamish Blake. I think he's an outstanding performer. And he's probably the only one who can pull that show off, but even that's not going to make me watch
it. You know the 1-200 show?
It's the worst show on TV.
No, it's not. I don't mind it. Okay, what about Gogglebox? I would love to be on Gogglebox.
I love Gogglebox.
Mm.
Mate, sitting down, eating, watching television,
yep.
That is the ultimate job. Seriously. Hey, lads, this is from Tim, who doesn't freeze his meat from Parks.
Yep.
When are you going to get a Raiders player on? Yeah, Daddy Vass.
We're going to get one on next week.
Are we?
Yep.
That's confirmed?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yep.
Who?
We're going to get on Jared Croker.
Okay, he's Savage.
I'm putting it. Xavier Savage is
we're
out.
We're going to get Toots on. How good was it to see him back the other day?
So good. So good.
He's one of the nicest blokes in rugby league.
I just want him to get to his 300th game. That's all I want.
He's 48, isn't he? But it's really good. Mate, he's still nailing them from the sideline. Nah, good to see Toots back. Tim, by the way, you'll be horrified to know that I had a roast dinner that I think my miso put in the freezer about a month ago. Had that for dinner tonight. Cop that.
I stole one of your pumpkins.
You can't do that.
Well, I did.
Hey, Danger's saying not open anymore. What was that bar in Cairns?
The Wool Shed.
Is that a bit like, what's that famous for? Did you play many games in Cairns and go up there to that venue?
Played a couple of games in Cairns. We played the Cowboys one night and beat them and went back to, I can't remember where we went back to. Might have been Gilligan's. No, but the Wool Shed is where you ended up sort of late and you used to stand on the tables and the empty jugs, you'd smash it you'd bang it on the roof.
Well, no wonder it's not around anymore.
The roof would make
the roof probably fell in.
Racket, yeah.
Right, okay. Hey, Jason from Victoria wants to know whether the Storm can beat Manly this week, Sats.
Storm can beat Manly. Even though Cameron Munster's been named at fullback, I think both he and Jerome Hughes might share it. Jerome Hughes was once a fullback.
Hmm.
I think they might share it. Yeah, and Jonah Prezzett sort of drifting between half and 5/8. But he won't mix up too much. Craig Bellamy, but can they beat Manly? Yeah, because Melbourne can score a lot of points when they're in the right mood. Manly are leaking a lot of points at the moment. Anthony Seibold would be, he'd be really concerned with their defence.
We're talking about Magic Round. Steve chimed in. Adelaide is a dark, disturbed place with even a darker history.
Adelaide, yeah. It has got a dark history.
And Reptile on Adelaide and also salaries being announced says, well, come on, a professional sport with a salary cap that limits how much 30 players get. AFL Magic Round should be called Who Gives a Rat's Round. Oh, come on.
Reptile.
That's a bit harsh.
Hey?
I thought Reptile was a Swan supporter. Or was that Rooster Muzz?
I don't know. Well, I've seen it's Rooster Muzz. Probably Rooster Muzz because it's in that precinct, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Rooster Muzz wouldn't go across. It probably wouldn't go across South Dowling Street.
No. Definitely not.
Yeah.
Which that makes him a Roosters recruit then.
Yep.
Boys, you get a point for missing round. That's from Mick. Now, come on. Yeah. We're not meant to be taking the P155 out of the AFL. We're trying to help Gil.
I actually love the AFL.
I do too.
I really do. Yeah.
Except for that result last week against Port Adelaide. It was great.
Are you two drinking? No, but I wish we were. Gogglebox, shoot me now. You enjoy watching people watch TV, Fitzy. Yeah, Fitzy. It's some of the best TV.
Fitzy, I know it sounds strange, but yeah, I froth it.
Yeah.
It's like, and the other show that's back next week, or I think it's back, it's where they go on holidays.
Oh, you don't, TV guides?
No, travel guides.
Oh, travel guides.
I love watching people have holidays. No. It's sad.
That family, you know the family?
The friend.
Is that their names?
Yeah, I can't stand, from Newcastle.
Yes, yeah.
Hey, what's, someone in Newcastle, got a lot of Newcastle listeners through 2HD, they'll know the name of their restaurant. They've got a German restaurant, I think.
Are they really?
In Newey. 0457-736-736, if you know what it is. And have you been to it?
Mm.
I like the son. He just got married.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He looks like he doesn't want to be there. It looks like they've dragged him along
well,
to the show.
Well, you see how the other three react. The mum and dad are always talking about SEX.
Mm.
Well, the old man is.
Wow.
Yeah. Guys, do you think Tigers will play Laurie or Will Smith at 5'8 for the rest of the year? Michelle from Dubbo wants to know. Satsy?
Oh, well... Michelle, they got the bye this week, so we can't look at their side, obviously. I think Brandon Wakeham probably might come into the halves, possibly. I don't think Dane Laurie will. I think Dane Laurie is just an out-and-out fullback. Will Smith is, since being left out of the Logies, he's now playing 5'8 for their New South Wales Cup team.
Left out of the Oscars, you mean? Not
what
the
I
Logies?
Say? Oh, the Logies. Logies are... He may be able to win a Logie. Maybe not the same ruling, but... Hey, have you seen Chris? Have you seen Chris Rock has been teeing off on him in his new stage show?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Whenever I hear the two words Will and Smith in the same sentence, again, no disregard to the rugby league player, not referring to you, but I just he is probably the most annoying person. Any of the Smiths.
So Francois Barret is the text
Who?
Line. Omar Kitchen. In Newcastle.
Is that what it is?
He said, yeah, you're the perfect person for Gogglebox. Made for it. Sitting in my office dealing with big me. He said, it's called Omar Kitchen. And that's from Francois Barret.
Is that's not a real name?
Yeah. Oh, it's must be an alias, I'm thinking. Mm. Up the top of town, they're saying.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Is it popular? Like, do many people go there?
Francois Barret. Is it popular? Can you please answer it on 0457-736-736?
I think Jaleesa Apps, who from Channel 10 Sport and also SEN, has sent me a text. And I think she's taking the P155 as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's going, frothing this Croker chat.
Oh, she's a massive Jared Croker fan.
Right, gotcha.
She put up a post on Twitter the other day saying, and she dropped the F-bomb actually.
What? Yeah. Jaleesa?
Jaleesa, you know...
It's not magic round, Dale. You're not on the wines.
Yeah. She drops the F-bomb as if to say it's a frame of the scoreline against the Broncos. Jared Croker being interviewed after the game saying, look, it's no coincidence that he plays and they win.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's a mad Jared Croker.
That's
fan.
A bit creepy, isn't it?
And Francois Barret says, Omar Kitchen is very, very popular. Yeah.
She goes, don't accuse me of being disrespecting Croker. Mm. Okay, sorry about that, Jaleesa.
No, she was being very respectful of Croker.
Good, sorry. Mm. And it's closed? Someone's saying, and it's closed now. Is that Omar's Kitchen's closed now? Why is it closed?
Probably not open on Wednesday nights.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like right now it's closed?
Maybe.
What's happened here?
We've got a few coming in saying Omar's Kitchen.
Hi, boys.
Omar.
But it doesn't sound very German.
Yeah.
Is it Omar?
Well, it's... Yeah, so like in Greek, it's the grandmother's or the grandmother's yaya,
yeah.
and the grandfather's bapu.
Right.
So Oma is...
What's this got to do with German?
Well, Oma must be...
A German for grandmother.
Must be. Your mother
so
or whatever.
Everyone names their restaurant after their grandmother. Is that what you're saying?
Mm.
Rightio. Someone clarify that for us.
Someone's just texted through. Francois Barret has just texted a review on it.
All right. Listen, I don't want to get sued. Is that any good? Hey, I apologise to our
five
listeners.
Five stars.
And when was that review? How long ago? So is it
2 years ago.
I think half of our audience, including Jaleesa Apps, have now tuned out.
Based on the text line, no, because there's a lot of people that know about Omar's Kitchen.
Glenn from Newcastle, have you been to Omar's Kitchen?
Through, mate.
Well, mate, you're on the air, Glenn. Such a professional.
Oh, g'day, Justin. How are you, buddy?
Have you been to Omar's Kitchen?
It's a bit hard, mate, when you can't hear it. But anyway,
well,
that's Justin Daddy Vass. And Rat, if you were listening, please let Rooster Mongrel know that if he ever decides to come to Newey to watch his Raiders play,
Oi. I asked you a question. Can you put down your script? Can you answer the question? Have you ever been to Omer's kitchen? Do you not know how to answer a question?
He's gone. He's dropped out.
Hello?
So what we deal with?
Mm.
You wonder why I get cranky with him.
Don't get cranky with
him. So I ask him a question,
yeah,
but he just sticks to his script.
Maybe he's mobile. He's got to stand on one leg in the corner of his veranda to get service.
Adam is text. Hi, boys. Replay his wages. I laugh so hard when you compare. Oh, we've already done them when you compare public servants, blah, 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 blah. Righty app, what do you think? 0457 736 736. Mick has text through saying, get this vlog off the radio. Mick, is that who you're referring to?
You. Omar is Dutch as well for grandmother by Kiwi Joe. There you go. It was something like
that. Is Mick calling me a flog?
Yeah, he's saying, get this flog off radio. Because you are half a flog.
Biddy McHoz, 100% it should be. This is contracts. Fans own the game through membership and watching games, TV rights sponsors. Will end all speculation and give fans peace of mind. It's a public sport owned by the fans. Woogie, you're a Muppet.
Yeah.
No, it's See? Not owned by us.
You're a flog and a Muppet.
Where am I, Miss Piggy? Is that the Muppet I... But it's not... The game is not owned by the fans.
Well, if the fans don't watch it on TV...
I don't... You've had a... You and Badge had a go at me about this one night. I said, no, mate...
If the fans don't watch TV, the broadcasters don't pay billions for it.
Seriously, Satch, you flip whichever way the breeze is blowing. I had this argument with you and Badge one night, and I said, no, we own the game, us fans. And you go, no, we don't.
But you're...
No, you don't.
But you've got to follow the game more than 4 years to actually be classed as a fan. And you don't come in that category. So,
and I want to know this.
Oh, when's Rat back?
I want to know, actually, Willie McChoz, whatever his name is.
That's what Fitzy's asking.
How does that give you peace of mind knowing what an NRL player earns? Seriously.
Michael says reality shows. The Korean Squid Games was a fantastic show. We should have it here.
What, the Squid Games?
Is that the
Is
movie?
That where they kill people? Righty-ho. Seriously, beers, better beers, new mid-strength lager, midi. Yep. Who deserves a shout tonight? I talked earlier about the Gold Coast Titans for my free Big Mac for getting over 19 points on Sunday. Who do you want to give a shout to, mate?
I want to give a shout of the midi to Viliami Kikau, Josh Adokar, Adam Dewey. Who's another one? Tamare Martin, who's out for long periods of time. Any of those players. Jaden Brayley, who I just love as a player, Jaden Brayley. I can't believe he's done his ACL, second ACL.
It's sad, isn't it?
Adam Dewey's third. So innocuous the way that Brayley did his, and Dewey's as well. But I want to shout them a beer. Just to say, boys, we're with you. We're in your corner. We're thinking of you.
Yeah, good call. They deserve a shout of a better beer this week. Better Beer's new mid-strength lager, Midi, is available to buy now from Dan's and BWS. Now, Mick, I've got to backtrack here. He's going, boys, you're on fire, which is nice, thank you. Need to tell you, putting the little brother over here in WA, need to send Jason over here, boys. I hate to say it. Their humour is about as funny as a wet, you know what. Oh, please help them, Sats, Rat and Jason. Mick from... Margaret River, I think. So I think what he's saying is that our show should be over there. Is that what he's saying?
Maybe.
Oh, that's nice, mate. Thank you.
We are going to go on a road show, and we may put Western Australia on the
on
the roster.
Do you want to talk to Mick from Margaret River now? Mick? Yeah,
before we go, Francois says Omer's Kitchen is only open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and he wants to shout us, seeing it's a Wednesday night. He said, but I don't need to because surely you two are on the sip. It sounds like it.
I wish we were on the sip. No, I don't wish we were on the sip.
Mm.
Not at all. Mick, our Western Australian correspondent from Margaret River. How are you, mate?
Good, Woogie. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Good. Sorry, you were being nice to us.
Yeah, of course I was. I wasn't calling you a flog. If you read the text message above it, I was giving you a shout-out.
Thank you.
I just wanted to give you, Sats and Rat, a massive shout-out because the boys over here need some help on SEN. So, yeah, their humour is about as...
All right.
Funny as a wet fart. Right. And,
you're putting us, mate. You're putting us in a very difficult situation. But that's the good thing.
Well, I put Fletch in a pretty bad one, too. So I'm just saying, it's...
No, but
when you're a Queensland
shush. Border, Mick, shut up. You're going to get us in trouble.
Boogie, it's okay, mate.
It's going to get us.
Mate, I'm going to dive on crayfishing when you come over to stay over here. It's all good.
Listen. That's the good thing about having the SEN app. You can listen to anything at any time, right?
Yeah, and control your dogs in the background. Actually, you're worthy of getting one of these.
You are.
Thank you, Mick. Love you, brother. Love you. I want to be nice to Mick because we want to go out. We should do a show over at Margaret River. And we'll all go and stay at Mick's house.
We should do it before the next World Surfing Tournament, which is at Margaret River.
Mm.
Yeah.
We should do that. Right, we've got to go to a break. I think we've just about exhausted everything. So, boys, Oma is also grandma for people of German ancestry. That's from Bondi Jack. So there you have it. Should we do a show from there one night? We're going to take the show on the road.
Well, I've been saying that for the last 5 years.
Well, then COVID hit. Ruined everything.
I want to go to Rockhampton.
Why?
Go, do it out of the Criterion because I just want to have the mixed grill. It's the best in the world. And then outside of that, I want to go to Bondi.
Well, you've got to take the Whack Pack out for a beer, remember. You promised that. You were going to shout them on a Saturday.
Well,
around a drink. And now you're backpedaling,
no,
are you?
No. I've had some recent traumatic events in my family, Woogie. So thank you for just bringing that back up.
What? So how did you tie that into?
Well, so you're doing it again.
The Whack Pack.
You're bringing it up again.
When are you available then to treat the Whack Pack?
It's going to be Sats's soiree, okay, week one of the finals.
That far away?
Yeah, and it's going to be at a, it's going to be at the.
We can work that out later.
Okay.
I do know, well, you can do the Sporting Globe in Sydney.
Rag and Muffin.
Or
the Sporting Globe.
At Darling Harbour.
In Darling Harbour.
Do that.
That's where it's going to be.
And I know Jaleesa Apps would love to have a wine with the Whack Pack as well.
Mm.
So it could be you and Jaleesa Apps.
I wouldn't let Jaleesa near the Whack Pack at all.
I'd say within 5 kilometres, to be precise.
She'll have 5 AVOs out taking it by the end of the night.
Not on her.
No.
No, good. Just want to make that clear. Thank you. Yeah. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. Back in a moment. More of your texts.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
And long ball for Kerr. As it bounces off the surface, Kerr nips in the mistake by Williamson. And Sam Kerr strikes again. And the Matildas have the lead. In the second, as Kerr peels off to the right, finding space. Vines in the middle. Back post arriving. Grant deflected. And Charlie Grant has her first ever Matildas goal. The 21-year-old can scarcely believe it.
Yeah, time for an A-League update. Celebrate the biggest year for women's football, the Liberty A-League Grand Final. Search A-League tickets. How about them Matildas?
Outstanding.
Early this morning, 2-0 victory over England. What's that? You were telling me you had this amazing stat for... Where's... Oh, that's it. Here it is.
Crab stat.
What was the England... What was their winning run? How many games was it?
30 matches, unbeaten, England.
So there'd be some draws in there.
Yeah, well, yeah, good point. But in saying that, 2-0 victory, not only to win 2-0, to keep them scoreless, to go to England. And you've got to remember, when you look at the women's world FIFA rankings, England are fourth. American are ranked number one in the world. Germany, Sweden, England. Australia, 10th.
Which
I thought we were higher than that.
Which women's team has won the most World Cup finals? I heard this yesterday. I thought it was a really good question.
Soccer?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about that.
Okay. I'm going to say USA.
Yeah. I think they've won four, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have thought it would have been, I don't know, a South American team or a European team. But, yeah, they are the powerhouses, aren't they?
Yeah. It's huge in North America. 17,000 people at the game last night. Really good atmosphere. Sam Kerr scored a goal, set up a goal.
Charlotte Grant.
Yeah, there is three injuries, and one of those is Sam Kerr. There's Tamika Yallop as well. Courtney Vine have gone off with leg injuries. But what, 99 days till the Women's World Cup, the biggest women's sporting event in Australia.
We are so lucky to have it here and in New Zealand, of course. It's been shared.
Like all of us, we'll be soccer experts, football experts for
of course. Well, you're already saying football, so that's a tick.
Exactly. And we'll all jump on the bandwagon because we're so excited.
Yep.
I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it.
So will you continue to use the term football now leading up to?
Football.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good. So I'm going to be confused. I'm going to be thinking you're talking about rugby league.
Well, rugby league is not football.
Okay.
It's rugby league.
So if I'm going to the footy this weekend, I'm going to the sport formerly known as soccer.
Yes. Right. You're going to go watch the A-League. Sydney FC or the Roar play. Gotcha. You had a good win last week, the Roar against Newcastle.
Yeah, they certainly did. Locally in the A-League, the Central Coast Mariners third have a huge test this Saturday at 5, facing ladder leaders Melbourne City, but will be full of confidence coming off two wins, back-to-back wins, which is great. Sixth place Sydney FC, they have a crucial clash this Sunday at 3 against Perth Glory, who are nipping at their heels, just 1 point behind in seventh position. Celebrate the biggest year for women's football, the Liberty A-League Grand Final. Search A-League tickets. Now, listen, if you're going for a date, right? Say you're going on your first date.
Okay.
And you've got like a trump card. Like you've got, if I throw this on the table, I'm going to secure this person for the rest of my life.
Yep.
Or I'm a good chance of having a cuddle.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Mick from Margaret River, who we had on the phone earlier.
Yeah.
He has just told us on text that he's a publican.
In Margaret River.
Mick.
How good.
Mick, we look at you differently now.
Mm.
Why didn't you tell us that up front?
Yep. Can I just? I'm going to put what I think our week will look like for our road show. So on a Monday we're going to go to Rockhampton, the Criterium.
Right.
On Tuesday we're going to go to Logan Sporting Globe between the Gold Coast and Brisbane. On Wednesday, because of our 2GF listeners, Grafton Broncos, the captain there, we're going to go to Grafton on the Wednesday. On Thursday,
what's the pub in Grafton?
There'll be a Royal or something like that.
Yeah, but we've got to go to
a commercial.
One. Well, our 2GF listeners are about to tell us.
Exactly.
0457 736 736. On our road trip.
On Thursday night, we're going to go to Omer's Restaurant in Newcastle.
Right, yeah.
Or Francois Barret, who's in Newcastle, may be able to suggest a pub. And on Friday, we're going to go to the Sporting Globe in Sydney at Darling Harbour. No, King Street Wharf.
Well, we're not
say.
On Fridays.
Doesn't matter. We can still do.
Oh, I'm done.
Still, and then Saturday.
Right.
Saturday, we're going to go to, from Kiwi Joe, come to Nelson Bay. We'll go to Nelson's Bay as well.
So we're doubling back to Nelson Bay.
Yep.
We can't do that.
Actually, we can throw Nelson Bay into the Newcastle.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, we fly to Margaret River. Fly straight over to the Margaret River International Airport. And going.
Can you put this into action, please?
Daddy Vass.
I reckon we should do a road show leading into the finals. And then on the Saturday.
No, I'm not going to that. I'd rather stay home.
Well, you'd have to be part of it, but just Rat and I will do it because.
Rat doesn't do more than 1.5 days. You know that.
Mm.
You know that. You know, he's calling the footy with you tomorrow night, the Dolphins and the Rabbitohs from Suncorp. Is he all right? This is overtime.
I know.
This is going to be hard for him.
Mm.
The England team had 27 wins, 3 draws from that 30, says Rooster Muzz.
Well,
thank you for that.
Wow.
What else is there? You start advertising salaries, you'll potentially cause so much instability among players and clubs, you'll destroy clubs. Read between the lines. That's Peter from Burleigh Waters.
Well,
how does that happen?
There's enough instability anyway when players, because like I said, the journos and the media are usually not far from the mark because they talk to player managers. So they say, what's player A? Well, player A is reportedly on 800,000. Well, give yourself 50,000 either side and you're near the mark. So when a player reads that, straight away they think, well, if I go on the market, I can negotiate more also. So whether you advertise it, and whether you make it transparent or whether you don't, it doesn't matter. The players know what the market's like.
By the way, Mick said, Queenslander, you're all welcome. Is that the name of the pub or was he just chanting Queenslander?
What's that? Oh, Mick, you're all welcome.
Glenn, cheers, great pack Glenn, says, Daddy Vass, if you don't want to lose your ratings boosting listener, please read out my text.
Oh.
Is he our most needy listener?
I think he is. I think he is. That's all right. You got to get some people there to cuddle.
I don't think our listeners understand the pressure that we are under every night having to put up with Glenn.
See, some people need a cuddle, and that's Glenn. And some people just need a slap.
That's Glenn.
No, that's Mick from Margaret River.
No, he's good. He's a publican.
Yeah, because he doesn't mind a slap. He goes, boom.
Hey, boys, you're having a cracking time. Pack the Baroccas. That's from 302. Oh, I swear to God, do we sound like we're on the beers?
Yeah.
On the better beers tonight?
Yeah.
So what have we done wrong, Sats?
No, it's just we're a little bit loose tonight, a little bit.
Well, it's Wednesday night.
We haven't even touched pretty much anything on the run sheet.
Which does upset Daddy Vass too. Mm. He keeps sending me dirty notes. Righto, we're going to go to break. When we come back on Sports Day, we've got Greyhounds New South Wales. Old mate's still on holidays. Simon Orchard's still away. Mm. He's got the easiest job in the world. He travels around and then he goes on holidays.
Yeah.
What?
We've got a text here about a possible place in Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
Francois Barret says, bring the show to Newcastle. We'll get a huge live crowd and we'll go for a great Newcastle feed. I'd love to take you to Fanny's, but it's changed. The Shoal Bay,
what?
Country Club, Nelson Bay for lunch, then dinner at Burwood Merriweather. Fanny's is a famous nightclub. Oh, if those walls could talk. Wow. Honestly, they used to have to fumigate the place every Sunday morning.
So you're saying if only Fanny's walls could talk. Seriously, who names a nightclub that?
Honestly, it was dark, it was dingy, and as I said, it needed to be fumigated every Sunday. Yeah,
what?
And the Burwood at Merriweather, I like it, Francois.
Is that
I
a
like
good
where
pub?
You're going. Yeah, I like where you're going. But yeah, we'll go Nelson's Bay for lunch and then Burwood Merriweather.
For dinner. Oh, when's the show happening? At the dinner?
At the Burwood.
Right, got it. Can you write all this down? I'll see what I can do.
I've got it.
Have you?
You just got to activate it.
Mate, your missus, your misso, she will sell this. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, salt. Snow to the Eskimo. That's she could.
Right, break time. When we come back, we're going to have Mick Cowley with a Greyhound New South Wales update. A couple of tips tonight at Wente Park. That's on the way next.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yes, welcome back to the show. Scotty Sattler, Jason Matthews here. She's getting to the end of a Wednesday night. I only do 1.5 shows now. I miss being in here.
Mm.
Oh, yeah,
okay. We don't. All right. Listeners yeah, don't.
Thedogs.com.au, anyway. Home of Greyhound Racing. What are you really gambling with? Mick Cowley from Greyhound New South Wales is joining us now. Mick, it's yes. The golden Easter egg. It's all over. It's all run and won.
It is. It's done for another year. It was a fantastic night on Saturday night, but it is, as you said, it's run and won. The winner was a dog called Simply Limelight, which was a good result. You know, the battling trainer who'd been training for 57 years, and he finally got his big race and one he's always strived to win. He was very happy and quite delighted with the fact that his dog won $300,000. Oh. He was asking questions about whether the golden Easter egg trophy was solid gold or not. I don't know whether he planned to melt it down, but he was quite captivated by that. I told him, look, the only way you're going to find out is if you melt it down. So who knows what he did on Sunday morning, but he's certainly richer than he was on Saturday afternoon.
That's great to hear stories like that, just the battlers that are getting up on such a big night. What about the crowd, Mick? Good crowd?
It was surprisingly a really good crowd. I think a few people did the double. They did the championships at Randwick on the Saturday afternoon and then staggered over to Wentworth Park on Saturday evening. There were some very, very dusty-looking people late in the evening. But they all had a good night. There was a few favourites won. There was a few long shots won. So I think everyone was catered for. And it was certainly the alcohol was flowing and everyone was smiling and having a good time. So that's what it's all about. And as you said, yeah, it was a really good crowd.
So what's next? What's the next big race? There seem to be every month we've got some massive race on with a massive prize pool.
It's not far away to our next really big race is it's the 7:15, Ladbrokes 7:15 up at the Gardens Racetrack at Newcastle. That's on the 6th of May, that final. The heats will be the week before. That's for the distance dogs, 500,000 to the winner of that. So that's not bad coin in anyone's language. Before then, though, we've actually got a big day this Sunday up at Muswellbrook. The Muswellbrook track, we started redevelopment of it last year, basically brought it up to standard so that they could race TAB racing. And this Sunday afternoon will be the first ever TAB meeting at Muswellbrook. The fields are done tomorrow. They reckon they'll get 12 races. It'll be that popular. I urge anyone in the region on a Sunday to pop along because there's a stack of free stuff. There's free band. There's a band called Hurricane Fall who are apparently big in that Newcastle region. They'll be performing. There's free sausage sizzles. There's jumping castles, face painting, you name it. It's pretty much free except for having a punt on the dogs. You've got to use your own cash for that.
Yeah, fair enough. Don't you think, Satch?
We don't ask for too much.
No.
Can I just say our Sports Day dog, Fat Pizza.
Still not a win yet.
Yeah, no, ran in Richmond two nights ago and finished third out of box four wearing the four cloth. And racing on, what's today, Wednesday, Friday night in Richmond again in race one, number six, over 320.
It's getting close.
320 metres, that's its go-to length.
Okay, so it's getting shorter. Yep. And next it's going to be 50 metres.
Mm. Right.
The six box is the worst box, though, isn't it, Mick?
It's not fantastic, but, you know, stranger things have happened. Dogs
doesn't
do
matter. Fat Pizza is a fighter. I don't know whether it's a he or she, but I'm going to say he's a fighter. That's sexist.
It. Can you say that as well? Yeah, I don't know.
You can say that. There's 280-metre races at Wentworth Park from time to time. Maybe that might be its go, a little bit shorter.
Any tips for Wentworth Park tonight, speaking of?
Absolutely. I've got a couple. One in race six, dog number seven, is Ollie Impact. This dog's been running good times in tougher races, and this should suit it down to the ground, should be winning here. So I think it's around the 220, 230 mark at the moment. Then all up into race seven, dog number four, Zipping Mahalia. This dog hasn't had a start for 3 months, but it's in a really good camp. It's trained by a guy called Mick Hardman, and he wouldn't be bringing it to Wentworth Park first up if it wasn't flying. So I'm tipping it'll be winning as well. So it's race six, number seven, Ollie Impact, into race seven, number four, Zipping Mahalia.
And don't forget, Sports Day fans and Fat Pizza fans, race one, number six, Friday night. Sats, Richmond?
It is race one, number six, in Richmond on Friday night.
What time? Doesn't have a time. Righty, okay, that's happening as well. Righty-o.
It'll be around about 7 o'clock, mate.
Beautiful.
Right, thank you, Mick. Thedogs.com.au, the home of everything greyhound racing in New South Wales. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Thanks, Mick.
Thank you, guys. Give Fat Pizza strength on Friday.
Yep.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. It's time for the last blast on Sports Day.
I've had Steve from Dubbo on the text saying, as he always is, saying, I've been all over the shop with my panelling tonight. Maybe that's why I have been on the juice. I haven't been on the juice for starters.
Mm-hmm.
And my panelling's been fine, Steve. And then he sends a text going, absolutely outstanding show, fellas.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Hey, just on Fanny's, the bar.
Yes.
Former international centre, Russell Richardson, biggest chest in rugby league, he now owns Fanny's.
Right.
He owns the Fanny. And he's changed the name to Argyle.
What?
The Argyle in Newcastle.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
It's inappropriate to call I don't want to harp on fannies.
Well, a fanny pack is a little bum bag that you wear.
And it's all, Remember that TV show, The Nanny?
Yep.
That word was used in that thing as well because that means your backside in the US.
Anyway. Well, that's what's called a bum bag, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Good, thanks. Yep. Contracts, third-party contributions should be capped the same for each club too.
They are.
That makes it even comp more than so. So you're saying a third party. Let's say someone gets a house in a third party deal.
You would get a house.
Well, you might. Okay, so let's say someone gets a boat.
Third party is a certain amount each club has got that they can fulfill.
So let's say what is that amount? $1 million?
Let's just say a boat company has no link with the club whatsoever.
That's how you can have a third party, right?
Yeah, and it's got to be ratified by the NRL, and the club can't go to a player manager and say, we've got a potential.
Right, okay.
It's got to be outsourced by
the
manager.
So Jim comes to me with a boat.
Yep.
On the Star.
And it's worth $650,000.
$650,000, did you say?
I was going to say 60, but I'll say 50.
No. I'm not taking a 50 grand boat. Okay. It's worth $800,000. I'm actually taking people from the NRL on my boat.
Yep.
Right?
Mm.
I get the boat. So that means, let's say there's $1 million in third party deals that are allowed.
Yep.
The rest of the team has to split 200 grand. Is that right? If I got an $800,000 boat.
Yeah, it's not that much money, but anyway.
Well, let's say it was, for argument's sake.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not taking a 60 grand boat.
But there's some places that don't have the ability, that don't have the opportunities that other places have.
Right. So I'm not taking a boat if I'm in Penrith.
Yeah. Luke Lewis did. He bought this massive boat, and the only place he could use it was on the Nepean River. We live nowhere near the water.
So what was he catching? Three headed fish?
He's catching carp.
Gents, forget Omer's Kitchen and Squid Games. I've recently invented the ultimate rugby league snack, pizza shapes paired with Dauphinoise cheese. What is that?
It's like a brie. It's like a brie cheese.
Does it stink?
So you put that on the pizza shapes are my favourite savoury snack.
All right. But I'm not as good as a crimpy chicken.
Disagree. I've noticed that pizza shapes has tried to go back to the new way they put their sprinkle topping on, which is probably trying to save costs. It used to be big chunks of pizza topping on it, but it's on the pizza shape. But it's gone back to a flaky sort of top now.
We have gone through COVID and drought, so there's not as many toppings available. Farmers have struggled.
Yeah.
Hey, Sats.
Omer's Kitchen closed at the moment. Open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So the only German place in Newcastle is Aldi at Charlestown.
Fair enough. Oh. Hey, Sats, did you ever play against former Norths half-come hooker forward Mark Soden?
He did. Very good player.
I was thinking of Adam Clune doing the switch too, starting in reserve grade.
He used to get our dummy half, Sporty Gav, and he used to duck his head at the line, and he was really short to the ground, but he's really solid as well. He used to, a bit like Corey Pakes, who we just interviewed tonight.
Yep.
A good little player. And Adam Clune, yeah, he might be able to play a role. I think that Jaden Beryl, a kid that's playing at Cronulla, he'd be really good for Newcastle to get, I think.
If you're wondering why we're talking about Omer's tonight, it's a restaurant in Newcastle. That's the Friend family who are on travel guides. Mm. They used to own it, but apparently they've sold it, according to Poppy Plugger.
The restaurant
was called Omer's, as we know. It was great, but they sold it. It was great. Must have been great.
Twice.
The son now works at Club Macquarie, and the daughter runs a cafe called the Riverview in Raymond Terrace.
My mum used to live on Raymond Terrace Road, East Maitland. Poppy Plugger. Good stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And here's another one for you, Greg from Gundy. Howdy, boys. Guy. Greg from Gundy guy here. Sat's talking about the old wool shed.
Yeah.
I saw you there many, many years ago.
Lawless.
And I thought I had a tight shirt on.
Oh, I didn't have a shirt on at the wool shed.
You were there one night just in your underwear, weren't you?
I got down to my underwear.
How do you do that in a nightclub?
Well, just there's so many people going crazy, and I was never really a party person, but this night, because we'd had a really good win, we're up there for a couple of days, and the shirt gets ripped off because it's all wet, and then pants somehow got ripped off, and I was just, I was in my
How did your pants get accidentally ripped off?
I don't know. I may or may not have undone the top button.
I've been to Sweethearts at Cabramatta back in the day.
Yeah.
And I never once took my pants off or my shirt.
Well, and I thank God for everyone around you.
I had nice boobs back then.
Mm.
Not these massive cannons that I have now.
What size would yours be now if you had to do a cup size? Would it be a double D?
I've got a big back.
Matty McAlvin's in the background from the...
I've got a big back, so could... Is it based on... Yeah, I'd be about a 44E.
Wow. Jesus. Oh.
I agree, Sats. Look at the size of Mars bars these days. What the hell is that? 302.
We didn't. We never mentioned Mars bars.
What's? I don't know. There was another text here. Woogie and Worm, I've calmed down and joined SEN Day NSW. That's in our game day squad.
Yeah, thank you, Rooster Mongrel. We're going to look after our listeners this week by our team selections.
Here we go.
On Sports Day, it's time for the last laugh with Scott Sattler.
I can't believe I just wandered in. He's coming right in. He's going to do a set after me.
The stage is yours, Sats.
You didn't warn me because we haven't been doing this. Okay,
mate,
just wait.
It's your job to do
it. Let me think of one. Okay,
you googled it half hour ago.
Okay, I got one. So a guy walks into a chemist, an old guy. He's 80 years of age, and he says to the pharmacist, "Oh, can I get some Viagra? And how many do you need?" He said, "Just give me four. And can you cut them in half?" Pharmacist said, "Cut them in half? Why?" He goes, "Geez, you're going to be busy." He goes, "No, they're not for sex. It's just I just need to stick out a little bit more so I don't wee on my shoes."
You're back.
If you Muzzle, Cabra Matter, sweetheart.
That's what I just said. Yeah, sweetheart. Yeah. I never took my pants off there once, and Rooster Muzz reckons I'm a double E.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rooster.
42 Mungle. Double E, jeez. Mm. Imagine the money I could make on fans only. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow night, live from Suncorp. Catch you then. Bye-bye. Good day!